So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Pete Orr once again. He is from Voodoo Room, purveyors of the finest things, Hendrix, Clapton and Cream, and they are gracing Chester once again with their presence this coming Thursday, the 8th of February. Hiya, Pete. Great to have you back on the show.
Hi, Ruth. Yeah.
So, according to my text history, I last interviewed you in 2022, I think. Was that the last time you played at Alexander's Live? And are you looking forward to returning on Thursday the 8th?
Yeah, it's a great little gig. Always enjoy playing there. Fantastic.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
You might hear some drums in the background. We're just sound checking at the moment.
I know, in sunny Wales. How is it in Wales?
Beautiful, yeah. Never been here before, Colwyn Bay.
Oh, lovely. I love Colwyn Bay, near Llandudno, one of my favourite places.
Yeah, first time for me. Kind of almost past Chester, really, to get here, you know.
Yeah, it's only down the road, yeah. Well, enjoy Wales and have a good... Is your gig tonight, yeah?
Yeah, it's really got a good turnout. Yeah, it should be fun. First time. Amazing.
So, Voodoo Room are purveyors of the finest in Hendrix, Clapton and Cream. How long have you been together? What's the story behind the band? And who's in the band with you?
Yeah, okay. Well, our regular lineup is John Songs on drums.
Yeah.
And it's Jevon Beaumont on bass guitar.
Cool.
And... well, Jevon's the new boy in the band. He's been with us about 6 years.
Yeah. New kid on the block.
And Tunksy, we've been running this band now for about 12 years. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I also read this, not a dress-up, wig-wearing, look-alike tribute band, just great musicians playing great music. So tell us a bit about the history behind the band.
Yeah, well, we all love Hendrix and Cream, and we just really like the idea of playing both Hendrix and Cream, because Eric and Jimmy were friends, and you know, both sort of leaders, really.
The
blues rock of the 60s, so it seemed like a great combination.
Which
it is, you know.
It works.
So
what would you say to people to entice them to come along to your gig at Alexander's Live on Thursday the 8th?
The people who come and see us, you know, who remember those days, just say how authentic it sounds. You know, it's you know, inverted commas, very old school style of playing it. We just use old fashioned amps and guitars, and there's no sort of effects or anything going on. It's just very raw, and hopefully, you know, pretty much as it sounded in the day.
Yeah, brilliant. I love that. People can expect a really good night on the 8th, and all lovers of good music need to book tickets to come and see you, don't they?
They do.
I also read this, Voodoo Room are an exciting classic power trio featuring some of the UK's finest musicians. They perform a high energy, world class show in total appreciation of the music pioneers Hendrix, Clapton and Cream. How is 2024 looking for you guys? Have you got a fully booked up schedule?
Yeah, it's going very, very busy. We've got four shows this weekend, and then next weekend another four shows.
Amazing.
We get a little bit of time off, 10 days off, then we're back on the road again.
Oh my goodness.
So what's really encouraging is that the shows are selling really well.
Amazing.
You know, used to be the days when if the theatre was half full, we would like, great. But now, you know, we're doing a few sellouts.
Amazing.
It's fantastic.
It's great that you're still doing it and still, so passionate about it as well. What's your plans and aspirations for the band? Have you got any plans to maybe do a world tour, or have you done one already?
We played in Europe, in Holland, Germany, and also Sweden.
Amazing.
We hope to branch out a little bit, do some more gigs abroad.
Amazing.
We're also pushing. We also recorded an album of original material.
Oh yeah, you've sent me one of those songs. Tell us about that album.
Yeah, that was a song. An album we recorded a few years back. We kind of got it finished off over lockdown. Seeing as we then had some time on our hands, because that's the trouble at the moment.
That's a good thing, though, in many ways.
Exactly. So we sent it off to a few record labels, and a label in New York picked up on it called Graveyard Records. And So the album is called Tension City Blues,
yeah.
And which is available, you know, online, you know, streaming and all that.
I was just going to say, where can people find your music online, yeah, if they want to purchase it or look
yeah,
you up?
Yeah, buy it from Amazon, you know.
Yeah.
And the track we've sent you is a song called In the Net.
Yes, it's a very good track as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Ruth.
What's the story behind that track that we're going to play in a minute?
Yeah, it's more of an acoustic song, really.
Uh-huh.
But you know, with bass and drums and lead guitar over the top. In the net. Wow, becoming a family man, shall we say?
Yeah, I love that. I love that concept.
Yeah,
very relatable to people as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure catching up with you again, Pete. Have a blessed gig in Colwyn Bay. I'll let you get back to it. All the very best for 2024. And have a great time at Alexander's Live again on the 8th. Send my love to the rest of the band as well.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete. Thank you. That was Pete Orr there from Voodoo Room. And as mentioned in the interview, here is one of their original tracks from their album Tension City Blues. It's called In the Net. Enjoy.
Watching me.
that, so authentic. That was Voodoo Room with one of their original tracks from their album Tension City Blues. It was called In the Net. If you want to download the album, stream the album on all the usual services, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, etc. And if you want to book tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday the 8th of February, all you have to do, head over to Alexander's Live for tickets.